and our public schools taxpayers will likely get a slight reduction in how much they owe. The district is moving forward with plans to refinance nearly $39 million in bonds issued in 2006. With currently low interest rates, the district anticipates saving $3 million over the lifetime of the bonds. School Board President Deb Mexcott says the savings for individual taxpayers won't be known until the bonds are sold, but they won't pay for a big vacation.
Don't spend your tax break all in one place. It won't be a modest tax break for the community, but it is one of those things that we definitely take advantage of when we can.
The refinancing is contingent on being able to sell new bonds with a true interest cost of 3.5% or less and generate a savings of at least 3%. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.